This conference is being recorded.
Okay, we're recording our praise today. And just as a reminder, to hear this half an hour's praise of God, to hear it again as many times as you want to today, you dial 1-616-347-8099, 616-347-8099, and put in the access code, the passcode, 514163#, 514163#, and you will be able to hear and play back this recording. All righty. Now, we're going to begin with some music, some praise music, just a little praise music, because God is saying that He spoke it to me yesterday, that today we're going to praise Him with music as well as words. I want you to hold on to that as we praise him this morning. God said yes. He said yes. Do you understand the importance of God saying yes? I'm not just talking about where you read it in the Bible. I heard him say yes. You've heard him say yes. When God says yes, it's done. Just the fact that he said yes, you need to stand up and rejoice. He said yes. I asked God when he spoke to me about praising him with song and dance, not just the words. I asked him, because this is my relationship with God, I asked him, what song? I didn't just go pick a praise song. I asked him, what song to praise him with? Do you not understand that God knows what he wants to be praised with? He knows what words he wants me to say. He knows what song he wants me to sing. He knows. And it has been my desire to get people to understand, all you got to do is ask God what he wants, because you want to do it his way. And so I wanted to praise him his way, because I don't know how to praise God. You might think you know how to praise God, but I know that the only way to praise God is the way he wants to be praised. And therefore, I have to ask him, how do you want to be praised? So I asked him, and he told me, he showed me, he flashed it in my mind, this CD. But I still didn't know which song. And so I had to pray it. Yes, I played the CD yesterday to listen. No, that's not it. No, that's not it. To wait till the Holy Ghost told me, that's it. That's the one I want you to play. That's my walk with God. I want to do it his way. So he said yes. The song that he had us to play this morning to praise him with in the midst of everything that we're going through, to receive that he has for us. He said yes. He said yes. And in the song it says, I'm not afraid of circumstances. I'm not afraid of what's going on, because my God said yes. I'm telling you, I could praise that thing for this whole half an hour. I'm not afraid of circumstances. I'm not afraid of what's happening. I'm not afraid of what's going on around me. I'm not afraid of what people say. I'm not afraid of what my mind is thinking. I'm not afraid of what somebody is going to say to me, because my God said yes. Can you feel it inside of you, bubbling and churning in your heart and in your belly? This is not a mind thing. But if your mind has been renewed with the word, great. But this is not a mind thing. This is a spirit thing. This is a soul thing. My God said yes. Hallelujah. God, I bless you because you said yes. I bless you and I honor and worship you because you said yes. You said yes, receive your healing. You said yes, you said yes, you said yes. That's all I ever need to hear. All I ever need to hear is you speak to me. Speak your word to me. All I ever need to hear is what you say, not what I think, not what somebody else thinks, unless they're speaking your word. And I thank you that you give me an ear to hear, to know the difference. You said discern the difference. You said test the spirit. You said no, listen, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that I hear your voice. You said yes. We glorify you today for your yes. Your yes is greater than anybody's no. Your yes is greater and powerful and, oh God, more steadfast than anybody's no. Anybody who says no to me, if you say yes to me, it's done. Their no just falls away, God. I thank you how you taught me years ago that when they say no, you say yes. And your yes is more powerful than 10,000 no's of man. 10,000 people can say no to me. But if you say yes, that's a done deal, and I praise you for it. It's done. It doesn't matter. It does not... It does not matter what anybody will say. When you say yes to me, hallelujah, it does not matter who has said no. I don't care who they are. I don't care what position they have, what title they carry, how much money they have. Oh, God, when you say yes, that's it. When you say yes, that is a done deal, God. When you say yes, it's a done deal. And so we praise you today for your yes. For your yes, God. It's, oh God. It's so big. But see, God, to you, the things that we need you to do, they're not big or small. They're just, this is what my people need. This is what I'm doing for my people. This is what I say yes to. You don't get caught up in, oh, that's a big thing or that's a little thing. Because it's all the same to you. You either give it to us or you don't. You either say yes or you don't. Hallelujah. And so, God, but inside of me, inside of many of these people, God, we're feeling the largeness of this thing, the explosion, Father God, that your yes is doing, God, the explosion, Father God, all around us, God. We're feeling we're seeing it. We're in that place, God, of excitement. We're in that place of expectation. Oh, God, not based upon what somebody is telling us, but based upon what you say and what the Spirit of the living God is doing in us. We rejoice today because you said yes. You said yes, Holy One. You said yes. We thank you. I thank you, Holy One, that I continue on with the teaching of how to praise you, God. For we are in the Second Chronicles, for those who might have their Bibles. We're in Second Chronicles, chapter 20, where Jehoshaphat, Father God, and the nation of Israel is, oh God, has been, three nations have come up against them, God. Three nations have come up against them. But they stood before you, as we learned yesterday, and they looked to you. The Bible says that their eyes were upon you. I decree, Holy One, today that our eyes are upon you. My eyes have been upon you, God, all day yesterday. All day yesterday, my eyes were upon you. And I pray that all of these that are standing here with me, like the children of Israel stood before you, that their eyes were upon you, that they weren't looking at the attacks that come against them, that they weren't looking at the battles that they have been trying to deal with. Oh, God, and all kind of things happened yesterday, God, but my eyes were upon you. All kind of things happened, Father God, to try to get me to take my eyes off of you, but my eye is upon you, God, and I pray that these people's eyes be upon you. For there is nothing we can do to fix our situations. There is no, we don't know the wisdom to do it. We don't have the strength and the might to do it. We're not able to work our way out of these situations. We can't give ourselves the victory. We can't maneuver these things, but our eyes are upon you. We can't bring ourselves, oh God, out of the mess that we are in, and even in our minds, the way our minds think evil sometimes, and we don't mean to, but we do, God, or the way we speak certain things, and we didn't mean to speak it, or the way we act certain ways, and we didn't mean to, God, or maybe we did mean to, but we're saved, you're in us, and we know that that is not the way we should behave or act or be or think. Hallelujah, God. We can't deliver ourselves, but our eyes are upon you. And so Jehoshaphat and his people, God, their eyes were upon you. And the prophet came, God, and spoke the word. The prophet that you sent the prophet, hallelujah, to speak the word. What did you say? Let's go back and look at it again, because it's worth repeating. You must hold on to the word of the prophet, because that's the word of God. It is only the word of God that is making this way for us. It's the word of God that's leading us into this praise. It's the word of God that's keeping us steadfast in the praise. You must hold on to the word of God. And that's why it's important that every person continue to come and meet us at 6 a.m. You can't say, well, I was there yesterday. I don't need to do it today, because you're not in that place yet. You've got to be in the place where you hold on to the word. You hold on to the word. The word is what leads you into the praise. The word is what's going to lead you to get the spoils. The word is what's going to lead you through the enemy's camp. The word, you must have the word of God. You cannot say, I've got enough of the word. I already heard it. That's enough. And so we go back to look at what the prophet said. And we praise you for your prophet, God, for I am your prophet. And you sent a prophet to King Jehoshaphat. And the prophet said in verse 15, and I'm reading out of the NIV, do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. See, there is a vast army, God, that is surrounding us in what's going on in our minds and what's going on in our hearts. And what's happening, these afflictions in our physical bodies, in our finances, in our relationships, these are vast armies that are trying to work evil in us, trying to work evil in us. These are vast armies. But the prophet told Jehoshaphat, and I'm telling myself and all of you all, that the battle is not ours. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. You don't have to do anything. But praise God and believe in the Lord your God and believe in his prophet. That's all you have to do. For the battle is not yours. This fight is not yours. The IRS battle is not yours. These loans and bill battles, these are not yours. These debts are not yours. No, they're not. The problem in your marriage, God has got it. If you'll give it to him. The problem with your relationship with your children, God has got it. If you'll give it to him. These are vast armies that come against us every day. But the prophet said, hallelujah, do not be afraid or discouraged. because of these vast armies that surround and encompass you. For the battle is not yours, but God's. God wants to fight our battle, and God, I'm giving you my battles. I'm giving you every battle, Jesus. I'm giving you every battle that comes against me. I'm giving you the battle in my physical body that the enemy is trying to do one thing to it, but you said, yes, you receive your healing. I'm giving you the battle in my mind that the enemy tries to put negative thoughts and discouragement and to slow me and delay me and stop me from doing the will of God. I'm giving you that battle, for you said, Father God, hallelujah, that the battle is yours. I'm giving you the battle in my heart, God, in my soul, God, in hurt and anger and pain and bitterness and in past things that have happened to me, God, to try to, God, make me be depressed and downhearted and make me feel like I can't do what you said I'm supposed to be doing. I'm giving you that, God, for the battle is yours. I'm giving you every bill, every financial commitment, every situation and circumstance that needs to be dealt with, God, that the creditors come against me with, that the loan officers think that they're going to get, that the debit and the credit companies and the banks, God, and the mortgages, I'm giving it all to you, for you said the battle is yours. I'm giving to you, Holy One, the advancement of this ministry and the growth of this ministry and the increase of this ministry and, oh God, and all that we need to do, Father God, for you in this ministry and the wisdom that we need to carry on and to move forward and to cry out to you and to do the great and mighty things that you have called us to do. Oh God, it's not my battle, it's yours. Hallelujah. You said that battle is not mine, but is yours. And so I give it to you. I give it to you wholeheartedly. I give it to you with glory. I give it to you with praise because you are able. You are my King. You are my Jehovah. You are my Jehovah, and you are all power. You are all might. You are all dominion. Everything under the earth, in the earth, above the earth, submits to your will, purpose, and plan, God, as I call it forth. You said, decree a thing. You said, speak. You said it. Hallelujah, God. It is you. It is you. It is you. And we give it to you. I praise you. And I rest in you. I praise you, God, and I rest in you. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to pick it back up. I don't care what pressure the enemy puts on me. I don't care who calls. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you say it. I don't care how many bills come at me and tell me they need to be screaming to be paid, screaming to be paid. I don't care. I've given it to God, and I'm not taking it back. I give it to you. I give it to you. Now, hallelujah, Jehoshaphat was told by the prophet. The prophet said, tomorrow, march down against them. Listen to that. When you give it to God, you cannot run away from the fight. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you give it to God and you're in this battle, and God has told you the battle is his, now he's saying, go forth. When God began to teach me how to give it to him, he taught me, there are times when we run. Oh, yeah, Jesus clearly showed it to us when he told us to go into cities and speak the word. But then when they didn't want to receive us, to shake the dust off our feet and leave, Oh, and even when Jesus was on the earth and they would come and try to get him and he would escape. Yes, there are times you run, but you got to hear the Holy Ghost on that thing. You don't run based upon your flesh. You don't run because you are afraid. I never make a move because I'm afraid. And if the fear, when the fear rises, I run to the fear. I run to the battle as David ran to the battle. David didn't run from the battle. He ran to the battle. You got things happening in your life. You don't run from it. You run to it knowing that God said, the battle is mine. Knowing that God said, you go there. I will be there. My power will be there. That's what he told me in November when I had the battle of getting my driver's license, but I couldn't see to pass the test, to pass the eye test. Most people would have never went. They would have said in their minds, I can't win. I'm not going to be able to pass the test. It's no sense in going. And then they would have lost their license. But I went to my God who supplies all my need. And he said, when you get there, my power will be there. That's what he said to me. All you need is the word from God. And his word said, yes, you will get your license. His word said, yes, you will. His word said, yes, because he said the battle was his because his power would be there. So I ran to the battle. I did not run from the battle. I ran to the battle. If you want to get the spoils, you must run to the battle. Because the spoils are what's left after God gets through having his way with your enemy. After God gets through having his way with your enemy, what's left is the spoils. But if you don't run to the battle, how will you get the spoils? Father God, we run to the battle today. Whatever battles come today. Oh, yeah, because you showed me that you said don't wait until you finish doing the praise, because as you praise me, I'm setting up the ambushments. As you praise me, I'm coming against your enemies. As you sing and praise me, I'm coming against those things that come against you. This is what he says in his word. I'm going to cut down to verse 22. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, those three nations that were invading Judah. They had already begun to invade Judah. They had already begun to come against Judah. But as the people of Israel sang to God and praised him, he set up ambushes. That's why we're singing to God today and praising him even with this teaching and with our words, because he is setting up the ambushes even now. Look, look, look today in your lives and see God fighting for you today. See the Almighty God fighting for you today, and praise him and sing to him all day today. Sing to him and praise to him of his glory, of his greatness, of his power, of his mighty, mighty acts. Hallelujah. Sing and praise our God today. I will see you here tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And please, call people. Call them. I forgot to tell you. When you got on the line this morning and came to praise, you should have been calling people. You know what? You need to call into this conference call because we're praising God and he's doing great things.
You need to be on the phone. I was on the phone the other day, all day, calling people, trying to encourage them to come to this praise. You need to be doing that.
We thank you, Holy One, that we praise you all day today, and we will be here tomorrow at 6 o'clock singing praises to you and praising you again. God bless you. Amen.